This is Mistress Emma Jane of FetishPhoneSexCalls.com, and I'd like to give you a little more insight into the answers on some of the questions I frequently encounter. I've been with LDW for quite some time now, and it seems that I tend to get certain questions on a frequent to very regular basis. One of those questions that sometimes comes in the form of a comment is one to the effect that I look too all-American, too much like the girl next door, too sweet, too friendly, too innocent to be a mistress. When I hear those comments, I already know the question that is within them, and that question is whether I can really be a dominant woman. The short answer to that is absolutely. And I mean, you had better believe it. It makes me laugh when I hear comments about how sweet I look, or get comments about how sweet my voice sounds. Also, being a Southern woman, I tend to be very mannerly, and some people obviously do not equate manners with being a dominant woman. However, just because I know how to say please and thank you, that in no way negates the fact that I am dominant. I am assertive, and sometimes I am downright aggressive. That doesn't mean that I have to look stern or mean or somehow otherwise negative, nor do I feel I need to actually sound that way, because you see, dominance is about much more than just raising one's voice, making commands, looking or behaving or sounding in any stereotypical manner. If you get to know me, one thing you'll learn is this. I am a mannerly, sophisticated, well-spoken Southern woman, and I do know how to behave, quote, correctly when others are looking. And then, when it's time that we're behind closed doors, as it were, in session, I know just how to act then as well. I will absolutely, without question, get my way. I want to be sure you notice one important statement in the post this audio accompanies, and that is, I don't have to look like a bitch or act like a bitch to be the bitch in charge. I'm a firm believer in that, and if you aren't already, well, you certainly will be soon. Closely following that comment, question, however that first issue is presented to me, comes a question about my being a sensual mistress. I think some people believe being naturally sensual means that perhaps one cannot be a woman who is hard-edged, or cruel, or very harsh, and that is completely untrue. I may be naturally sensual, but that does not mean I don't have a mean streak like you wouldn't believe and that I'm afraid to use it, because I'm certainly not. And you can call that mean, harsh, stern, bitchy, wicked, evil, whatever you like, but simply put, it is what it is, and you can label it however you like. As far as how I am in real time versus on the phone, about this switching thing, when in session, I do not switch, I do not sub, I do not bottom, I do none of the above. I am a dominant when in session. Now that said, I do have to tell you that there have been occasions in my real life where I have switched with a few men. Note the word few. These were incredibly rare men, and I can count them on one hand with fingers left. These were amazing men, and it was a gift from me to switch with them and play a different role, to offer that versatility. However, let me stress once again, that was in real time. Those were incredibly few men. When we're on the phone together, if there's anything I consider to feel submissive in my own assessment, then I'm just not going to do that. I would be remiss if I didn't give you a perfect example, that being of blowjobs. I know some women immediately tie that to somehow being submissive. I, however, do not. After all, if I have a cock in my mouth, knowing what I know and how to do what I do, I can either give pleasure or I can take it away. If that's not being in a dominant position, I'm not exactly sure what is. If you have other questions about my brand of domination, how I operate and maneuver as a mistress, give me a call, Mistress Emma Jane, at 800-601-6975. You bring your questions, and you better believe I will have some answers.